Greetings, everybody. This is Pastor Buddy. Welcome in here tonight with us to the Shepherd's Call. We're glad to have you aboard tonight on WWCR 5070. This is the jewel, the crown jewel of the South. We are coming to you tonight in Nashville, Tennessee, going out across the world on the mighty voice of WWCR. Call a friend and tell them, we're in part four tonight on Enter the Red Dragon, final push of the Red Dragon for mastery of the world. Will he rule? Well, we'll let the Bible do the talking as we do the walking tonight through the scriptures. Grab your Bible and ride down the annals of time with us as we look for prophetic prophecies that will overcome the world. You see, ladies and gentlemen, an informed people have nothing to fear. Those who fear are uninformed. And as the old saying goes, in the war, the truth must be guarded by a bodyguard of lies. Now, let me repeat that. This is the agenda of the New World Order and the final push of the Red Dragon. It's a very complicated, sophisticated game of conspiracy to rule the world. And ladies and gentlemen, it wasn't just hatched up overnight. This has been in the mind of the Red Dragon ever since the scriptures in Revelations chapter 12 gave him the identity of the great Red Dragon. Of course, we're talking about Satan and his plans to rule the earth. The war that we fight, truth must become a victim of a lie for Satan to win. But the Bible says that light dispels darkness, and my people are destroyed for the lack of knowledge. Therefore, since they reject knowledge, the Father has no choice because it does come down to choose this day whom you will serve. Now, we know that a lot of people that seek to serve him have to walk a lonely path. Now, let me repeat that for the sake of those tonight who are walking, they feel like they're walking alone. Folks, we have men and women tonight along this walk, this lonely walk of truth. And remember that the war that we engage in against the enemy that says that the war, the truth must be guarded by a bodyguard of lies, that was by Winston Churchill. Truth must be guarded by a bodyguard of lies. Have you ever wondered what he meant by that? Was he part of the New World Order and the final push of the Great Red Dragon? This is part four. You don't want to miss it. So call a friend and tell them that Pastor Buddy and the Shepherd's Call tonight is on air with one of the most timeless. Ladies and gentlemen, it's very timely. This message needs to be taught, and the sheep need to hear the voice. Now, let me show you something here. Satan's grand master design. You know who the grand master of the Dragon Lodge? You know what his name is? You know who rules in the seat of authority over the grand design of the master builders of this earth, who rejected, by the way, the cornerstone and would not have the true stone. Remember, truth becomes a casualty of those who are nothing more than bodyguards for the lies. Now, what are we talking about here? We're talking about a designed grandmaster design conspiracy to rule the earth. Satan must succeed for the final battle to be his. He actually, ladies and gentlemen, once he got in this game, he couldn't withdraw. It's just like getting stuck to a toy baby. So he developed, he wrote a book on spiritual warfare against the saints. Now let me again say this. There's men and women tonight that need prayer, that are battling the demonic demons. It'll almost make your thought process vomit by having to acknowledge that Satan has power and that he wars against those who are defenders of truth rather than will join the bodyguard of lies to try to camouflage or to deny access through these grand master lodges of deceit. Now, in Revelations 12 and 12, let me give you a scripture to start out here tonight. For this reason, rejoice, O you heavens, and you who dwell in them. Now, isn't that a strange scripture? You mean these people that dwell in the heavens? Do you actually believe that a crucified, resurrected Savior is still alive at this moment? Do you believe that the angelic host that was alive and well when planet Earth was created and brought or spoke into existence, that they shouted for joy? Therefore, rejoice, O heavens, and you that dwell into them. But woe to the earth and the sea and the inhabitants therein. For the devil has come down to you, knowing that he has only a short time, having a great wrath. Now, the wrath of what? The Bible says that Satan, the final push of the red dragon, will come in peacefully. Where does the wrath come in? Well, we'll reserve the wrath of his objective for later. You will become the victim if you are one of the guardians of truth. If you're one that stands for truth, if you're one that is willing to suffer before truth. You will join the poor of the earth, the offscourge of the earth, the looked down upon, if you will, because you see, Satan has given those that rule on the earth the power to kill, to steal, and to destroy. That's his great wrath. Now, how then would he come in peacefully in the last days, knowing he has this knowledge, ladies and gentlemen, that he has only a short time, according to Revelations 12 and 12, before he is finally, completely put away forever. Now let's go to Revelations 20 and 3 and see the two-phase operation. Now, remember there was war in heaven in Revelations 12. It talks about a war. Satan and his angels were rounded up and placed in a dimensional place called the deep. Now that word, I've looked that up, and it has a never-ending abyss. Well, if you go into the darkness and the blackness of space and the unknown, that's where the deep is. And so then I would think that Satan and his angels were placed deliberately upon a planet in the deep, somewhere out in deep space. Now, listen to me closely. We're in the last days. We're nearing the time when the final phase for the last days will be realized as the final push of the great red dragon that knows that he has but a short time will gather together all of the kings and the captains of the earth and the mighty men having a great wrath, and that wrath will be directed to, for, and about those who will do exploits according to Daniel chapter 11 and chapter 12. By reading the whole 11 and 12 scenario, you get an idea of what this great wrath. And in the 30th chapter of the book of Jeremiah, it is described as Jacob's great last day, latter day trouble. But it says, with a convenient promise of faith, and they that walk in faith shall reward themselves with a firm ground to stand on. Remember that the ultimate result of shielding men from the effects of folly is to fill the world with fools. Now let me repeat that. The ultimate result of shielding men from the effects of folly is to fill the world with fools. The fool has said in his heart, there is no God. There is no recompense. There is no vengeance of a force any greater than what the world governments can inflict upon you. Ladies and gentlemen, the power of the world governments and every satanic demon that could be thrown in the mix pales in comparison to the power in the little finger of Almighty God. Now let me repeat this. For this reason, rejoice, O heavens, and you that dwell in them, and woe to the inhabitants of the earth and the sea, because the devil has come down to you. Of course, yet you haven't seen him, have you? You think he's going to make a grand entrance in the last days? I do. He's going to come in, and he's going to sit in the temple that is being planned and prepared as the New World Order brings about the conspiratorial plan that they've had in mind since the beginning of time. Satan and his angels knew from the beginning that they must come up with a grand dragon master scheme. Well, let me repeat that. A grand dragon master scheme to fulfill the objective of Satan to rule the earth with a rod of iron. And he will. But he must have help from the governments. Do you believe that? And you would say, wow, well, why is that? Because, simply because, the world governments, ladies and gentlemen, I'm telling you, if you knew the dangers, the perilous times with the nuclear-tipped missiles that are floating deep beneath the seas of the earth, with the potential destructive power to destroy the earth 10 times over, if all this power that man and government has achieved, if it was unleashed upon the earth, it would take hundreds and hundreds of millions of years in evolutionary development to reclaim any semblance of life upon the planet. We do have the capacity to destroy the earth. And remember, I gave you the scripture in part 3 of the great red dragon as he will come out of the abyss. Now, what does that mean? In Revelation 20 and 3, Satan and his angels were thrown into the abyss or into a place of the deep. And the Bible speaks about a restraining order given by Yahweh himself against Satan and his angels, and it's called a great chain. Now, this chain is a symbolic word that means that Satan is bound for a certain time. Now, what does that mean? That means that there is a specific orbit for this planet, and some people are now referring to Planet X returning into the solar system as it is recorded in prior history. Now, let's go back to this famous saying, history is the lie commonly agreed upon. True history is biblical reasoning of a coded message in Revelation chapter 12, where Satan and his angels made war. Now, this war was in the spiritual setting of high places. And the Bible says, heaven, the place where the angels or our progenitors dwelled all together, both Satan and his angels and Yahweh and his angels. There was a war, a falling out, if you will. This is all biblical, folks. It's not some fairy tale that's floating out in Harry Potter proportions. And it's a shame that the greatest selling book right now, books flying off the shelf, as they say, through demonic encouragement for people to become acquainted, children especially, whose minds are being given over to satanic influence and sublingual suggestion as they read from the pages of Harry Potter. The demons that have power to perform certain miracles in the sight of the people upon the earth. And there is a great lusting power for those who would like to obtain the power of the great red dragon. Remember, the great red dragon was given power over the earth. And that's why you see so many people and so few saints upon the earth. For in the last days, many shall depart from the faith, even those who are considered saint material. Now, let me give you a scripture that would coordinate our thinking here in Psalm 16 and 3. As for the saints who are in the earth, they are the majestic ones in whom is the delight of Yahweh. Let me repeat that. Boy, that's beautiful. As for the saints who are in the earth, and ladies and gentlemen, there are many tonight that are destitute, that are poor, hungry, cast out, rejects of the world. The world doesn't want them. You see, when you get to the point where the world doesn't want you and you don't think that Yahweh wants you, you have come to the valley of decision. Whether to remove yourself from the hog pen of life, of the religious dogmas, the husk of religion, and spit it out and wash out your mouth with fuller soap and return to the Father's house where the majestic ones is the delight of those that have tasted of the enlightenment of the truth and cannot say anything other than truth. Remember, Satan has a war going on, and that war is a spiritual warfare. It's inside you right now. The mind, it's trying to conquer the mind and to turn that mind over to Satan and the counterfeits that he offers. In other words, there's a lot of religion going around today, the Seventh-day Adventist, the Jehovah Witnesses, and I could go on and on and on forever with those who have been thrown into Satan's counterfeit situations, and for the love of money and for these things that Satan and his cohorts seek after. Satan knew that money would be a love of people. And so then the final push of the great red dragon is economics. He's going to come in peacefully and obtain the kingdom. And there's more being destroyed through the subtle religion of the spiritual deception and Luciferian rebellion, to where now Halloween and Harry Potter is two of the hottest items that we've got to look forward to as saints in the earth. Makes me sick to think that so many Christian parents would permit their sons and daughters to go purchase a book by a satanic admitted witch that has literally made hundreds of millions of dollars as the wicked, the first to fill themselves with these counterfeit Luciferian rebellious spirits that hunger and thirst after wickedness rather than hunger and thirsting after righteousness. Oh, they wear their satanic witch and warlock hats to the readings. They fill up the book depositories and pay out hundreds and hundreds of millions of dollars for filth to fill their mind with the spiritual Luciferian counterfeit rebellion conspiracy. All in training, ladies and gentlemen, for those who are being prepared for Satan's last stand as we come down to OK Corral, meaning that we've got to choose between the forces of darkness and all that they represent. Remember, Satan is thrown into the abyss. When was he thrown? Well, remember in Genesis chapter 6, when the angels, along with Yahweh, came down to consider what was going on upon the earth, and they found these fallen angels interlocking and intermarrying, if you will, bringing forth into the earth the corrupt knowledge of the fallen ones, these angels who fell through transgression and begin to mix their seed with man to form what we call the bloodline of the reptilian Grand Master Lodges of the earth. Now, the Grand Master Lodges is the physical temples of those who have turned their minds and hearts over to let Satan control them. We pray tonight, and I would solicit prayer for all those who are going through these battles as they battle Satan all day and all night long. He will not, he's relentless. He won't let up. He'll bring one evil, foul spirit, and they'll lock into the subconscious, and they will lodge somewhere between the area of the carnal mind and the spirit being. And they will wreak havoc night after night. Intrusions, just like patrols that go in and probe the defenses of the unsuspecting. Ladies and gentlemen, there's no thing that has come upon you that you, with prayer and with the saints and with the power that is authorized in the saints to cast out Satan and his demonic demons, that they would be banished from your temple forever. I'll give you power over all the serpents, and you shall tread upon them, and you shall take them up. And if you drink any deadly thing, it shall not hurt you. For the saints who are in the earth are the children of Yah. They are the majestic ones in whom is his delight and the apple of his eye. Oh, what promises for those that will suffer, those that will put up the fight, those that will hang in there day after day and night after night, the continuous dropping of the belligerent and the foul demons that are spiritually wreaking warfare upon your being, with Satan's counterfeit lies for you to give in and give up and turn back and quit or join some other force. As they encourage you in this Luciferian rebellion, who run to the riot as they gather up to encourage themselves in the things that are wicked and the things that is biblically written in for your learning, to abstain and to avoid these people. And yet the Bible says they will think it strange that you will not run with them to the same excess of right as they do even in the daytime, as they pursue for the satisfaction of the reptilian rebellious minds of those who have turned themselves over to Satan. But as it is recorded in Daniel 7:18, a little reminder, the saints of the highest one, my heavens. Oh, there's no high one, Pastor Buddy. That's what Satan says. But the saints of the highest one, that's Yahweh, who will receive the kingdom and possess the kingdom forever. Now, with that promise, you must suffer until the time of the anointing. Listen to me, in Daniel 7:21, Daniel said, I kept looking, and that horn that was waging war with the saints and overpowering them, I kept looking. Remember, Satan's got a short time, and so he's on the raging rampage. And he's gathering all the forces of the earth to either inoculate you, to vaccinate you with the chip. He's trying to change your thinking to become acceptable to what we call a world government. And that you would submit and a brainwashed follow the folly of the fools, as there have now been, if you will, the round table of the Council of Foreign Relations in the United States that is now working in unison with the United Nations, the Bilderberg Group, and the Club of Rome that I spoke about in part two, and the Royal Institute of International Affairs and the Trilateral Commission. These are the six chairs that sit around Satan's round table as they plan and plot to come against the saints and to literally, as Daniel said, that they would wage war with the saints and overpower them. Now, how are we being overpowered? There's nothing we can do about government regulations. There's nothing we can do about Babylon that was designed especially for the seed of Satan and the rule of the earth in punishment of the sins of our fathers in the past. We're just paying and continuously paying for the sins of the fathers of the past. We broke his Sabbath. We wouldn't keep his commandments. And now we have to keep looking. And the horn of the satanic power is now waging war with the saints. Now you say, well, I'm a Christian. And, you know, I'm sort of in line. I'm against everything that the devil's for, and I'm for everything that the devil's against. Well, ladies and gentlemen, it's not that simple. Satan has turned a lie into the truth, and the saints of the bellbox churches are being deceived, and they're running to and fro into the earth in their 501(c)(3) agenda, thinking that they're doing God a service. They would literally kill you because they've been given the horn to wage war against the saints and to overpower them. How long? Well, in Daniel 7:22, it tells us, until the Ancient of Days comes, and then shall he sit upon the throne of his judgment. Matthew 25:31. Until the Ancient of Days come, and judgment was passed in favor of the saints of the highest one, and the time arrived when the saints took possession of the kingdom. Oh, that's going to be the day when the poor march in. That's going to be the day when the oppressed walk in. That's going to be a day when you'll say, well, I saw that guy laying at the gate, begging the crumbs that falls from the table. I saw that one that I passed up in the ditch of life. I didn't know that they were saints, true saints. And he'll say, inasmuch as you did it unto me, you did it unto them. Ladies and gentlemen, when the Ancient of Days comes, his hair is going to be white like wool. And when he comes, the heavens is going to roll back like a scroll. And the day of judgment will arrive in favor of the saints of the highest one, when they shall take possession of the kingdom. Isn't that a marvelous promise? Isn't that worth waiting on? You say, Pastor Buddy, I'm just about gone. I'm just about ready to give up and give in and turn back. Remember, he didn't get you in this fight to give up. He got you in this fight to overcome. He got you in the fight to war against these spiritual powers in high places. Daniel 7:25, we'll see what Satan will do before the Ancient of Days returns. Remember, we're talking about the great red dragon. Ladies and gentlemen, if I had time to go into the word dragon, and I would love to do that, but I don't have time in this four parts here. I only have 4 hours, and I could preach 4 hours on this one subject. The definition of a dragon and the history behind it goes back plumb to Atlantis, when the world that was then, that they formed great weapons of mass destruction and actually brought about their own destruction. And that's what Satan comes to do, is to kill, steal, and destroy. The greatest power in the world to overcome the saints has been the love of money. I want to repeat this now. Here is your number. It's not atomic bombs. It's not nuclear warfare. It's not hand-to-hand combat, for we wrestle not against flesh and blood. It is money. Together with fear is the main weapon of the New World Order to control humans. When you follow the bloodlines through history, there are a number of themes that constantly recur. Human sacrifice and blood rituals entwined with war and conflict, and a system of fear and a system of lending money that doesn't exist and charging interest on it. When you go to a bank, ladies and gentlemen, and agree for a loan, they don't print a single dollar on your behalf. What they do, they mint a single new coin of deception. It's called wizardry. It is called sorcery. There in plain sight, you place your name upon a piece of paper. That piece of paper is held as an indebtedness as you sign the contract. And then you have the money with interest. You created a system of money that doesn't exist, or you participated in the sin of usury. Now, ladies and gentlemen, the sovereignty and the dominion and the greatness of all the kingdoms under the whole heaven has been given over to the red dragon under this scheme of sorcery to create money out of thin air that doesn't really exist, and then having you pay a debt that will never be extinguished because just weights and measures were never there to begin with. You can only pay back a debt with a true weight and measure. If they can gather up all the gold, which is what they've done, and create a paper money for you to sign on, and then you pay interest on the money loaned according to the piece, it didn't cost them anything other than the issue of the paper. And usually the taxpayer pays for that. This is an ingenious scheme to enslave the people upon the earth in the latter days. Now listen to this now. Here's what is so wonderful as a promise. Daniel 4:30. When you are in distress, I said Daniel 4:30, it's Deuteronomy 4:30. This is Moses' charge to the people for the latter days. When you are in distress and all these things have come upon you in the latter days, you will then return to Yahweh, your Elohim, and listen to his voice. Ladies and gentlemen, through revelation of the prophets that are now speaking with truth, the sheep are beginning to wake up. And it's like the old saying, to find where the root of evil is, just follow the trail of money. And when you find money, when you pull it up on the roots, you have got the source of all evil. Deuteronomy, listen to this now. Deuteronomy chapter 31, verse 29. For I know that after my death, Moses speaking, you will act corruptly and turn from the way which I have commanded you. And evil will befall you in the latter days, for you will do that which is evil, usury, paying usury, in the sight of Yahweh, provoking him to anger with the works of your hands. Remember that we are talking about things that are created with the works of man's hands. Ladies and gentlemen, we are in the last days. Jeremiah 30 and verse 24. The fierce anger of Yahweh will not turn back until he has performed and until he has accomplished the intent of his heart in the latter days, you'll understand this very well. Jeremiah 30, verse 24. Listen to me here. This is a strange scripture. In Jeremiah 48, 47. Yet, I will restore the fortunes of Moab in the latter days, declares Yahweh. Thus far, the judgment of Moab. I will restore the fortunes of Moab. Did you know that the Arab threat, this is the children of Moab, Abraham's sons through Ishmael, with a covenant contract that the fortunes of their stock will rise in the latter days, declares Yahweh. Listen to the house of Israel, who is a separate people from those of Moab. After many days, you will be summoned or called for. In the latter days, you will come into the land that is restored from the sword, whose inhabitants have been gathered from many nations to the mountains of Israel. Not back, but to. Not going back to from which, where we came, which the Bible says in 2 Samuel 7:10, that we'll never return back there, but that we will find a land of true milk and honey that will stretch far and wide from sea to sea, not a little thorn dagger in a sandbox, where not one fraction of the promise of the covenant that Yahweh gave to the house of Israel, that they will be scattered in the last days, never return back to the sandbox, but they will be blessed upon the mountains of milk and honey, which had been a continual waste. But its people were brought from out of the nations, and they are living securely now, all of them. Ladies and gentlemen, Daniel chapter 2, verse 28 is coming to pass. However, there is a God in heaven who reveals mysteries, and he has made known to King Nebuchadnezzar what will take place in the latter days. This is the dream and the visions in your mind that was in your head upon your bed. In the latter period of their rule, when the transgressors have run their course, a king, this is the satanic king, will arise that is skilled in intrigue and mystery. And he will deceive the very elect if possible. And he will gather together, according to Daniel 8:23, he will gather together in the latter period of that time all nations to fight against the actual coming of the Ancient of Days. Daniel 10:14, now I have come to give you an understand what will happen to your people in the latter days, for the mission of the vision pertains to the time of the future. Daniel 10:14, the vision pertains a mission for the people of Yah in the latter days. Remember, we're going to do exploits. Remember, when Satan comes, well knowing, there'll be an opening in your heart. Your vision will see. Israel will awaken, according to Romans 11:25-26. So rejoice, O sons of Zion, and be glad in Yahweh, your El. For he has given you the early rain for your vindication, and he has poured down for you the rain, which is considered to be the early and the latter rain as before. And the glory of this house will be greater than the former, saith Yahweh. And in this place I will give a peace, saith Yahweh, when you shall search, and there shall not be one money changer, Canaanite, reptilian, or anything that loves and makes a lie will not be left in the land. Satan's grand design of his lodge of the mind. You see, it is not buildings made with man's hand that you've got to bring down. They're just stone and mortar. The building that we must establish is one that will be built on the rock. And these who have designed the Grand Master Lodge of Deception have been rejected by the cornerstone according to the Gospel of Luke. And for this reason, rejoice, heavens, and know that there is a time when the Ancient of Days will come and deliver those who have sat in prison. And listen to this quote. There is no greater sentence than the imprisonment of debt for usury. I want to repeat this now. There is no greater sentence than the imprisonment of usury. A debt that is foreign that can never be paid because there's no legal tender to pay it. And the result of shielding men from this knowledge is folly. And to do so is to fill the world with fools who have said in their heart there is no vengeance in the Ancient of Days. But let it be known that history is the lie that commonly man agreed upon. In other words, when the masses agreed that history was a certain way, whether it was right or wrong, they agree and that's the way it is, they write it, and then the future masses believe a lie and be damned. It's a shame. 30 years I was locked in ignorance of the conspiratorial push of the Red Dragon. Have you been in darkness long enough? Because a condemnation of true ways of Yah without investigation is the height of ignorance. Condemnation without investigation is the height of ignorance. My people are destroyed for the lack of knowledge. Remember, Churchill said that the conspiracy would be guarded by a bodyguard of lies. In other words, the truth must be shielded at all cost by a lie. You see, when the truth comes, Satan has to tell 10 lies to camouflage your truth and to confuse those who are trying to investigate the facts. And the time is here, ladies and gentlemen, that Satan and the demons of the fourth dimension will have to show themselves for a final showdown. Satan will have to be manifest. In other words, he's coming as the person that he is. People say, oh, he's coming in a cow, he's coming in a dog, he's coming in an antichrist, or he's coming. Ladies and gentlemen, we've had many antichrists. That Satan, the father of all the lies, the father of the Cain seed, is coming to prepare the world and the new world order for the defense of the usury system that he has designed to enslave the captives in Babylon. The fourth dimension will start vibrating in such a rate that all the demonic demons that are infested with Satan upon the earth will manifest as they shape shift into reality, tangible beings that cannot re-enter the fourth dimension. They have no place to run and no place to hide. They have been hidden. Satan don't want to be seen. He's ashamed of the curse that was placed upon him and his fallen ones. This is a terrible curse. And the curse is in the nature of a reptilian being. Scaly bodies. Fierce eyes of the great red dragon. Scales and tails of these serpents as they have crawled through the dust of time will then be known. And the people of the earth will be actually horrified to see in person the reptilian demons that have ruled the earth with a rod of iron until the Ancient of Days comes. Shape-shifting, blood-drinking. You know why they have to have blood? To maintain a shield, a vibration in the fourth dimension. Now, let me repeat this. They must drink blood and eat flesh. You say, well, buddy, you know that that's not what this is all about. Well, then you fail to read the book of Revelations where it said they wanted blood to drink, and Yahweh will prepare Armageddon, for the blood will run to the horses' bridles. The earth will be filled with the blood of the wicked that are slain. And these reptilian demonics will soak in the blood of wickedness for the last days, when the majestic ones who are in the heavens, who are the delight and the apple of the eye of our Father, and those that remain upon the earth, it is coming. And with a rod of iron and fire coming from their mouth will burn up the wicked and all those who have devised and prospered in the demonic courses of usury, which is the lifeblood of the great red dragon. Remember, a penny for a loaf of bread and the oil. Ladies and gentlemen, it's coming down to the economics of the nations that will begin to make war for the supremacy and the right to rule upon the earth. These reptilians are now in the form of flesh and blood, and I kid you not, they are indeed in the form of flesh and blood. They have a king over them. They have an agenda. They have a conspiratorial doctrine, and this doctrine must be carried out right to the letter, because Satan takes no prisoners. And according to Revelations 12 and 12, he knows that he has but a short time. Are you ready? Are you going to make your election and calling sure? Are you ready to stand in the latter days? Are you ready to face the Ancient of Days? Are you ready to say, well done? Are you ready to say to him, this is the truth, and walk in? Or are you going to hear him say, depart from me, because you never investigated, you wanted to stay ignorant and blind and fearful and superstitious, you went along with the world system, you wouldn't stand up, and you wouldn't hear the word? Ladies and gentlemen, this is Pastor Buddy, and I've got to get out of here. The old time clock on the wall demands it. I've got to be going on. Next Sunday night, we're going to begin a new four-part series on a message that I believe that will bless you. Four parts. Now, if you'd like to have this four-part series of the Great Red Dragon, you just write Pastor Buddy. That's Pastor Buddy, Post Office Box 2284. New Tazewell, Tennessee, the zip 37824. Now again, my address. That's Post Office Box 2284, New Tazewell, Tennessee. The zip code is 37824. Now, if you'd like to call Pastor Buddy tonight and request a four-part series, or if you have a question, you can simply call Pastor Buddy at area code 423-626-2172. That's area code 423-626-2172. Now, if you'd like to support the broadcast, you can send your offering to Dr. Gary at 1-877-289-7439. That's Dr. Gary. Between the hours of 8 to 5 through the weekdays, please. That's toll free. If you'd like to contact the Shepherd's Call. You listen to Pastor Buddy and the Shepherd's Call. I've been blessed to be within your hearts tonight. If I have said anything that would bless you in a way to prepare you to meet the Ancient of Days, I'm so thankful. If you'd like to contact me, I'd love to hear from you. I'd love to talk to you. You can do that simply by writing Pastor Buddy, Post Office Box 2284, New Tazewell, Tennessee. The zip, again, is 37824. That's zip 37824. Area code 423-626-2172. Now, call a friend and tell them that Pastor Buddy will be on next Sunday night at 8 o'clock Eastern Standard Time, 7 Central, with a new series beginning next Sunday night. We want you to be in prayer for our new series. We're going to show you some things about the Illuminati bloodline that you may not be privileged to know. And what the agenda is of these reptilian shape-shifting bloodlines as they search the earth for the victims and the light congealed blood of the saints. They drunk the blood of saints. They've always wanted the blood of the saints. There's a reason, ladies and gentlemen, and I'm talking about the physical blood of the saints. No, not only do they want to rule, but they want to drink the blood of the righteous. Why? Because Satan is nothing but a vampire. And he's nothing but a demon from hell. His people that follow him are also. We're going to be leaving you right now. Yahweh bless you down the radio line as you listen to the Man in Black.
The wise men will bow down before the throne. And at his feet will cast the golden crowns. Whoever is unjust, let him be unjust still. Whoever is righteous, let him be righteous still. Whoever is filthy, let him be filthy still. Listen to the words long written down. Is it the trumpet, spirit, the piper? 100 million angels ringing. Multitudes are marching to the beat of the drum. Voice is calling, voice is crying. Some calling, some crying. It's out the land of the living kingdom come. And the whirlwind is in the thorns. The virgins are all turning to wood. The whirlwind is in the thorn tree. It's hard for me to keep against the prince.